Okay, thank you, Arya. Usher, good to see you.
Good too, thank you.
Okay, let's begin, guys. Okay, I want to start. First of all, I wanted to give you the Mara Malcolm of the Rambam. We had mentioned the beginning of the summer. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Bias and Mikdash Perek Beis Lachet Aleph that an Ovel cannot send any korbanos kol shiva. Kol shiva, we said. Even though the last day is in Simcha Kulo, but the bottom line is we built up this Mahalach yesterday of Yom Ovel. That the whole day, even though the shiva ends in the morning, the day is dedicated. So that was in Perek Beis. Halachi Raf. You guys make sure you look at that up. Okay. Let's get to Sifchav Beis, Chav Gimel. Then I want to go back to Sifchav. Let's learn a Gemara. Let's learn the Gemara well, Bez Hashem. With the Ritva, Afka teaches the Gemara very well here. Every Gemara he does, all the Yishayim and Achrayim. Let's get it. And then, because it's very technical, it's not that hard, but you got to go slow and make sure you masader everything. So Siyata Deshmaya, let's get it. The Gemara starts here on Chavavim and Beis. I want to start with the Tanur Rabbanan. And it writes as follows. It says, Tanur Rabbanan Amrlo Meis Ovid Vikara. They inform someone that, God forbid, his dad died, and they tears Kriya. Meis Benova. Also, then Rahman al-Islam, after Shiva, they tell him his son died. So the din is Tachton. When I remember I first saw this Gemara, I was thinking Tachton Elyon, you know, different layers. That's not the case, right? Tachton is the lower part that you extend. Tachton is Misacha, because it was for the son. And Elyon is in a Misacha. The Elyon, which was on the top, which was the Maisa for the father, is in a Misacha. Okay? The Rashi Miksav Yad points out that it can never be mended like any rent for a parent, right? Any tear for a parent you never can do. We have the Ksav Yad here. I was looking at a lot of the Ksav Yad this morning. The Ritva points out, get it down, that we don't make a gzeir. The Bryce's Chiddush is that we're not concerned that when you tear the bottom one, the person will inadvertently tear the top, okay? Ritva speaks that out, reads you the Lashon. Tachton Misachin, the Elyon Misachin Perisha Kamashalan, the Lo Gazri B'Tachton, not the Elyon. Okay? Very interesting ritual. Let's get it down. Kiddush is, you might have thought that, you know, listen, we don't make Exera the Tachton, not the Elyon. The Elyon can't be Misacha, so maybe that will lead you, you know, that we should make Exera Lamaisa on the Tachton. We don't. That's the Kiddush. Okay. Vaitu. Meis Bino Vikara, God forbid, he's told his son died, not for one son, he rent his garment. Meis Aviv Osav, then after the Shiva, they tell him that the father died, and he extends the rent, the tear. So Elyon is Misacha, because the one was for the Bino, and Tachton, the extension, was for the father, Zaina Misacha. So the Ritva here points out once again, one might have thought that even the top, right, cannot be mended up, right? Because although the top was initially torn for a different relative, when this was extended for the parent, the extension combines maybe with the initial tear to form the parent's tear. So we would say even the top should be subject to the permanent ban on mending. So the chiddush is, again, we don't make the gzeirah. Not so, and we say the top, which is with the bend, can be what? Mended after 30 days from the death of the Beno. So again, the Ritva works with that same lumbus. Okay, continuing. God forbid, Meis Ovid, Meis Imo, Meis Achav, Meis Achoso. If they all die, you're informed in one report. Kore Kere Echa L'chulun. There's a single Kriya for all of them. Since the reports arrive together, there's only one chi of kriya. Now, if they would arrive separately, then there's a chi of kriya for each one. But lamaisa, since the tear is for the sake of his parents among the other relatives, it has to meet the requirement of a parent. And therefore, the Ritva points out here, I want you to get this as well, that it's going to have to be Acha Megia Libo, right? Because if it's for everybody, even though the other ones are Tefach, but part of the group was the parents died, so you're going to need a Kriya Kulin. This is the Lautika Horas of the Ritvo. So that's all the Tanakama. Comes along with Rebutin and the Seir Omer. Al Kulin Kerechon. He says, no. He says, you have to do distinct Kriya for the parents. For the Sharkrov, Al Avimo Kerechon. It has to be distinct. The Kibud Aveim demands, says the Ramban, that he tear especially for them. At the same time, though, one kriya suffices for a father and mother. You don't have to do one kriya separate father and mother, which is interesting too. And Lamaisa, he's masver Rebutin and Mesera, that an entirely separate kriya is required. You cannot do an extension of the first one. Although extending the kriya is normally not permitted, right, during the initial mourning anyway, in this case, all the reports arrived at once, so you might have thought, says the Ritva, that maybe what? Maybe, you know, you should allow it, Lamaisa. Maybe you should allow it. Okay, because again, we don't allow a Safa unless you're out of the window of the Shiva. But here, since they all came at the same time, maybe Lamaisa, you'd have a Havamina, do an extra Kriya for the parents, but just extend it. Zakka B'Yumisera, no. We never add on a Maisa. We never extend the Kriya that he made for his father and his mother. So if he would just extend the Kriya that he made for his parents, you know, and extend that Kriya that he made for his parents, and let that extension be for the Shar Korb, it's not pushing. It's not a covenant. Shows you're not impassioned about the deaths of your parents because you're adding on to the Kriya. And therefore, Lamaisa, in other words, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. Pumfak here. It might show, if you just extend from the parents, it might just show that you're so impassioned about the parents that you want to do a little bit extra over and above, and that's not really for Shar Krovin. So therefore, even though you have to do Achei Galilibo, right, we know that, but maybe people do further than that, says the Ritva. And therefore, it wouldn't be clear that you're doing it for another relative. So that's what the Ritva, again, pointing out these beautiful auras, the Ritva say. Now, Lamaisa, the Gemara says, my taima, what's the reason that you need a special kriya? I'm Rav Nachman Yitzel, Vishena Bitosefis. So, granted, you cannot tear first for the parents and extend the kriya for the other relatives, because it would seem as though the extension was also for the parents. But why can't you do the opposite? Why can't you do a kriya for the other relatives and then extend the kriya until your heart for the parents? And the extension would be clearly recognizable that you're doing it in honor of the parents, right? Do it like that. So the answer is as follows. So it says Rashi here, the Perish and the Ritva, that it's disrespectful to tear for the other relatives and dismiss the parents with a mere extension. You know, it's very similar to the Gemara has earlier with Yushalayim, and, you know, you encounter the Churban of Yushalayim and then the Beis HaMikdash. So you need an entirely new Kriya for the Beis HaMikdash, says the Ramban. Okay, so this is Lamaisa, Dipshat, Lamaisa. Let's just finish up a little bit more. Amar Shmuel, Alach Rabbi Yehuda Mesera. Fractic Marmir Shmuel Achiv Amar Shmuel Halacha Dira Meikah Ba'avol, and here Rebutim Maser is much more stringent, right? Requires a separate kriya, and for the Gemara, famous answer: Avelus Lachud Kriya Lachud. Okay. Now, this opens the door, guys. Let's get it clear to four shitas in Rishonim. Okay. Rashi Miksav Yad learns that Rebutim Masera is upgefreg the whole thing. He's chaylik on everything. Says the Lashon, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira is chaylik on the whole thing. Vishem Mosif Mekar Alavim, reading from the Ksav Yad, Vakula Polig Rabbi Yehuda, Mediktani Meis Aviv, Korea, Meis Beno Ene Korea, Mosif, on the bottom it says, Vakula Polig Rabbi Yehuda LeMeimar, Carol Avivimo, Mespino, and Moses, Carol Avivimo, So says the first sheet that I want you to get. The first sheet is the Ksav Yad of Rashi. The Rabbi Yudavim Misera is cholei completely l'maisa, even on the first clause of the Brisa. Meaning, according to Rabbi Yudavim Misera, it's never possible, I want you to get this down, to extend a previous Kriya in memory of a parent. Nor is it ever possible to extend a parental Kriya in memory of another relative. Done. You just cannot do anything. Okay? And therefore, as we read in the Gemara, there are three distinct cases presented, right? Three distinct cases. And basically, Rashi and Ksav Yad says that Rabbi Yudavim Seir is cholek on lock, stock, and barrel A, B, and C. Okay? That is Rashi Shita, that any tear that you tear for the parents, you need to be separate and never with any karoyim. So he argues on the first case where the first kriya was for the father. The second case, Lamaisa, is where the first kriya was for the son. And the third case was the report where everyone died together, Rachman al-Hassan. So we got that first shita. That is the Ksav Yad. Okay? Clear? Okay, number two, second shita. And this we identify, the B'Syosef identifies the Ravid and the Rosh. The Ramban quotes it, but he himself doesn't hold of it. Quotes the Ravid. And that is as follows. That Rabbi Yudavim Misera argues just on the third case. Meaning, where there was a report they all died together, the parents require a separate Kriya, Lamaisa. But if they died separately, then he's willing to be Mosef. The only time you require a separate kriya for the parents is when there was a report they all died together. Okay? And this is the Shita Lamaisa. The only time you require a separate kriya is when the reports came at the same time. But if they come separately, with the second Ron arriving after the conclusion of the first Shiva, you can do Lamaisa by extending. No problem. Number three Shita. So according to that second sheet again, he only argues on the third case. Number three, the third sheet, which is the Ramban sheet himself, and the Rambam. Rambam says Beferish like this, and the Rabban Yerucham, that Rabbi Yudavim Misera only argues on two and three. Okay? Now what was two? When the son dies, you're allowed to be Mosif Al-Kara, you're allowed to be Mosif the Kara Aviv as an extension. You're allowed to do that. If the report of the parent's death came first, and then the report of the other relative, the son, came afterwards, an extension of that, Lamaisa, works, Halacha Lamaisa. Okay? It works, Halacha Lamaisa. But if the father died, you cannot be Mosif Al-Kara Bino. Okay? If the father died, you cannot be Mosif Al-Kara Bino. I mean, if the opposite occurred, right, you cannot do this. Disrespectful to merely extend a rent in memory of a parent. Okay? So, Lamaisa, if the father died, which is the second report, you can't add that on Kara Bino. It's not right. But in the other case, you can add on to a kriya that was done for the father. That, Lamaisa and Ram and the Rabban are willing to say. It's not an impingement of their covenant. But to treat them as an extension, that's not right. And then lo and behold, is the fourth sheet of Taisus on the Daf. Taisus on the bottom. Poshup Shad. Taisus Poshup Shad Lamaisa. Right? It's also the Rimigash that the Beis Yosef identifies it as. Please get it. Basically holds that Rabbi Yudavim Misera argues on one and three. Meaning, he basically holds that in a situation where the son died, right, you cannot add on Eina Mosif Al-Kara Aviv. Where the son dies, you cannot Lamaisa add on Al-Kara Aviv. But in a situation where the son died, you did the Kriya first, you are allowed to add the father as a what? As an extension. So it's Pum Fakir of the Ramam and the Ramban. Okay? It's kum fakir to the Rambam and the Ramban. In other words, according to the Rimigash, right? According to the Rimigash, Lamaisa, he argues on the first case where they said the father died, and Lamaisa, if the father died, you cannot add Lamaisa onto that for the son. Okay? You cannot treat the father and mother as an extension. But Lamaisa, adding them on, Lamaisa is considered to be good. So the Rimigash and Taisus argue Lamaisa on the previous shita of the Rambam, the Ramban, and the Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Okay? So basically, they hold in that case, Lamaisa, they're arguing on the first and the third. Halacha Lamaisa. Okay, everyone got that? That's the fourth shita. That's really what Tais is driving at the very bottom, right? When he asks on, he doesn't say, Le'adana Manolu, Domash, you get the impression that that's what he's holding. So we're going to pin it down as Tais and the Rimigash, that in the case of Mace Bino, and you tore the Kriya, right? Ena Mosif Al-Kera Aviv, right? You cannot what? You cannot be Mosif L'maisa on the Kera Aviv, Halacha L'maisa. You cannot be Mosif onto that. So in our Gemara we had that Hischalik on the first case and the third case. So in that first case it said Mesa Aviv, he tore Korea, and then the Beno died. So Lamaisa, you cannot add that on. That's not Bekovedik, Lamaisa. That's not Bekovedik to add on to them. But to treat them as an extension, that's fine. Okay? All right, you know, what the Svaras are, you know, I guess, you know, whichever. I mean, if it asks me, I would think an extension onto a parent is not a problem, right? But treating them as an extension is a problem of covenant. But I guess you can entertain a svara pum fakir. And you could say that, you know what? The bottom line is that, you know, as an extension, Lamaisa, it's not so bad. As an extension, it's not so bad. But to treat them, Lamaisa, to treat them as, you know, as an extension, that's fine. But treating them as the Iker, it's a much harder svara to say, right? I can't even say out the svara, no? Why you would say pum fakir? But nonetheless, that's what the Tyson, the Rimigash say. It's a very hard sheet to follow. How you'd say that out the svara? Yes?
Can you say that? If the av dies and then you want to be mosif for like the son, the reason why you can't do it is because it would be disrespectful for the av's rip. Like meaning like you don't want to be mosif onto the av's rip. Like you can look at it like that. It's always coming for the av.
Right. In other words, any time you're adding on, you're saying it's disrespectful.
Yeah, maybe disrespectful for the first rip. Yeah.
Right. That's what you're saying. So why Lamaisa is when you treat them as an extension, is that okay? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. The other flip side of that sheet that Zach is bothersome to me. Yeah, go ahead, Yuda.
Then, like,
you're saying good, but you hear what I'm saying? Yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
Then you look at the Kriya as, you kind of go after the second one. You kind of look at the Kriya as like the second one.
There's a little Afar and Chav, if you mean.
You kind of look at it like that. You're
strange,
at it
though. It's only all Safa, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but that's like, you know, just.
So you're saying the Gushpanka was that? Okay, you guys have to be saying good. Everyone's saying good. You have to say something along those lines. I just wanted to bring out the difficulty of the sheet and svara. So how do we paskin Lamais on this? Okay. How do we paskin on these four sheets?
But it's better with the lush one, though.
What'd you say?
That Tosus points out that it's better with the lush one.
Yes. I mean, Tosus is bothered by Lo Yadon Monadon, the Lishnamash of Dafkal Karavav in Mishayah Mikota.
So they have that going.
You're saying it's more Meduyuk like that. Right. But you're right. Same good. But I'll be svara, I'm just saying. It's difficult. But how do we paskin? So let's get this. So the Mechaber holds like the Rambam, Halacha Lamaisa. The Mechaber holds like the Rambam. Let's get it. That in the situation, Lamaisa, he basically, Rabbi Maseir argues on 2 and 3, and we paskin like him. Amr lo meis aviv yekara, v'achar shiva meis pino, v'osif, mis'acha tachton, v'loa elyon. So we paskin Halacha Lamaisa, that it's considered to be permissible. Amr lo meis bino v'kara v'achar meis aviv eino mosif ela korek kri acher shein aviv imo b'tosefes. And then the Bach I wanted you to see, not the Bach, the Shach, and Sifkon Lamine quotes the Bach that If the sun died first and you did, you started to tear away from the collar, right? Whereas by appearance, you have to start from the collar. Chakra, you can start away, and you actually did that, and then the father died. He says you're able to be Mosef HaKriyosos. So the Shach says that's ridiculous. Why should you be able to be Mosef HaKriyosos? You should require a separate, what? Kriya. L'maisa, based on the way we're basking. So I want you to get that Shach, Halach L'maisa. Okay, so those are the four Shitas. That's how you learn up the Gemara. And let's just take this a step further with some of the other details, and then we got to go back to Chaf Aleph and see those details. The Mechaber writes, God forbid, that if you have mason, two mason together, or there's a report of two or more, he says you do one kriya al-shdehem, like we learned. But he says the following, karav akar meslo mes akar, right? Let's say you had you did one kriya and then someone else dies, tok shiva korea karav ifneatsu. That's the theory, because you're within the window of the first one, you need a separate kriya. Bein ba'oso v'karatso shol shbo v'korea ot tefach, or makar shol shbo v'korea tefach. So I want you to get that. He says you could use that same kriya, but you have to do another tefach, or you can distance yourself 3 inches and you're korea tefach, and you three finger breaths and you korea tefach. Lachar shiva mosav akarishon kol shu. Fine. And then if you're outside the window, then you do another kriya kol shu. Okay. Now the Mechaber writes, I'll pee the Rambam the following. Mace of it, bless you, O Emo, the Echemishakro. Let's say a father or mother die, and one of the other relatives. What do you do? So first you're Korea Tchila on the father or mother of Libo, then you're Marchik three finger breaths, but Korea Tefach al Mace Akr. Right? And you're Korea Mace al Tefach Akr. So Lamaisa, okay, this sheet of Lamaisa fits well, because we said Mace of it, the Kara, Bakar Mace Beno. And you're Hosif Lamaisa, so you're able to do that. But if it's Meis Beno first and then it's Meis Aviv, you need a distinct one. So here we have the din that the halacha is that Meis Aviv and Echem and Krovav together. So you're Koreh Tchila Aviv Imo, and then you have to you do Markik Shalosh et Sposov and Koreh Tefach al Meis Acher. This is a case again, one of the parents died, another Korov. That's one permutation. Another permutation is, let's say Meis Aviv Yitor Kriya, and then after the Shiva, one of the Krovim died. So what's the din in that case? That's outside the Shiva. You're Mosav HaKar Rishon, and Tachton Misesrache, the Elyon Ein Misache. Because Lamaisa, the Elyon was the father, and the Tachton is the other relative. Third permutation, Meis Echem HaKrovim, the Kara, and then the father mother died. What's the din? Doesn't make news whether it's Tok Shiva or Shiva. Your Machir shows up also. Your Koremin Atzab is Fasabega. You have to start from the collar. And you have to always start from the collar for a father or mother. That's what the Shach says. He says, even if you're Mavdo Kamesav, you started away from the collar of Kri Rishona, when you do the new Kri on the father or mother, you have to start from the what? From the collar, like we said. And Vim Rak Mosif, Hulo Mavdo. And if you're just being Mosif, Vim Rak Mosif, if you're just being Mosif, then you don't have to. But the bottom line is, that's the Shach, kind of like the Shitoso, even though that was the Shach earlier in Sifkon Lamed, but the very next Shach, Sifkon Lamed Vav, says, Beferish Lamaisa, that if Lamaisa, it's first the Krovim, and you turn Kriya Shach Krovim, then the father mother, doesn't make a difference, you're going to need a distinct Kriya, Halach Lamaisa, from Kamasafe, and you do Kriya Achimagia Libo, and doesn't make a difference whether the first Kriya was Kamasafa was from the collar. He says you got to do a separate one for father and mother. So let's get that. Even if the first Shar Krova, which remember you have an option, Shar Krova, you have an option to start from the collar. So let's say you did. So maybe continue. No, you have to do a separate one for the father, a father and mother, Allah Maisa. And then the fourth permutation is if the father and mother die together, again, as we said, one Kriya suffices for both. Okay, good. And we said yesterday, God forbid, there's one dynamis for both. The Mishnah Berurah says, Shartzin says, even if there was a space of time, as long as you haven't said the bracha, that's the din. Okay, that's Sif Chav Beis and Chav Gimel, guys. Make sure we chazer it over, you get it clear. Okay, let's go now to Chav Aleph. Okay, for that we have to see Vayter in the Gemara. Okay, for that we have to see Vayter in the Gemara. So the Gemara says as follows. Okay, let's see. The Gemara says on Chavavim Beis, it says the following. It says Pligaba Rav Masna Umar Ukva. Okay, it says Pligaba Rav Masna Umar Ukva. The Tarvayu Mishmavu Deshuva Levi. Let's get it. Chadamar Kol Shiva Korei Lachar Shiva Moisiv. So what's pshat here, Lamais? Okay. So we learned on Chavez Mabez that the kriya that's made over Shar Krovin can be repaired at the end of Shiva. And if you extend the kriya during that Shiva, Lamais, it's not deemed as making a new tear. It's just enlarging. Right? So that's the lumpus. So you don't fulfill your obligation of tearing over a new death. You got to be out of the window. Because anything you're doing for the second Nisa, so if it went in that window of Shiva, we don't view it as a new Kriya. After the Shiva, I want you to get this. We have a Heter Shlila, right? If he tears it apart, right? He mended it up. If he tears it apart, adds a little bit, it's obvious that he's doing for a new relative, okay? So I want you to get that. Now, the Perish on the Daf, the Perish on the Daf writes the following. Maskif l'Rabzeira, man damar kol shiva korea? Amai! Why does it say, man damar kol shiva korea? That if the second death appeared during the shiva, right, he has to do a new kriya, amai! The lo nitan l'sholo, you cannot fix it up, and therefore, Lamaisa, why is this so? It must be because lo nitan l'sholo, nerds, how about Talia? Since during Shiva you can't baste it up, you can't fix it, so in Mele, any extension for the second Misa would be viewed as an extension of the original one. And therefore, that's why you can't do it within the window. So what I want to bring out here, and get this down, is my place between the Perush and the Ksav Yad. Do you have to actually fix it up? Or is it just because you have the ability to fix it up? The Perush says because you fixed it up. But Rashi and the Ksav Yad, I'll read it to you. Achanami, im shama shmuos tok shiva l'sivu l'yatsu hove nitan l'sholo. Nitan l'sholo. What does nitan l'sholo mean? You have the ability to do it. Doesn't mean you have to actually fix it up. Since you have the ability to fix it up, that's enough. So I want you to get the two ways how to learn that in the Gemara. Okay? Does that mean, Lamais, because you fixed it up? Is that because you fixed it up? Because Tok Shiva, you can't fix it up. So any extension that you do is not viewed as separate for the second, it's for the first one. But after Shiva, we understand it. Because why? Because you fix it up, and you did fix it up. So when you what? When you loosen that fixing up, obviously it's distinct for the second one. That's one way to learn it. The other way to learn is, no, you don't have to actually fix it up, but as long as you have the ability to fix it up, that's considered to be enough, since it was fit to be fixed up. Once the Shiva's ended, we view your second Kriya as being what? Distinct, and not viewed as what? For the first mace, it's for the second one. So please get that distinction. Very important. So then the Gemara asks the Kasha. It's a hard line in the Gemara. That's why I want to make sure we get it. Elahad Amar, Isha Sholauto La'alter, Hachanami. So what do we say? The woman can baste up her water, her tear immediately, even during the Shiva. Hachanami. What's Hachanami? What happens if she gets a report of another Misa during Shiva? Right? She can what? What can she do? What can she do, Allah Lamaisa? Right? If she received the Bor Lamaisa, another Misa during Shiva, she should be able to extend the original what? It would be sufficient to tear open the what? The basin she did, because she had a heter to what? To fix it up. Yes? She had a heter to fix it up because of sneeze. So if she had a heter to fix it up, and another Misa happens during what? During her Shiva, let her be able to just extend. No, because it was all hinged upon the ability to what? Or the inability to do Shlila. Well, she had a heter to do Shlila. Yes? So if she had a heter to do Shlila, then let her just extend it. But we just said that what? Unequivocally across the board during Shiva, what? You cannot what? You need a separate rent, separate kriya. You cannot do osafa. So that's a kasha l'maisa. What do you mean? She should be able to what? Just do osafa. That's a great kasha. That's what the Gemara is asking. Okay? That's what the Gemara is saying. And the Savyade adds on, the Gemara's argument, since she was allowed to what? Fix it up, she should be allowed to simply what? Add to it. Even if she what? Again, Rashi, the Savyade stress, even if she didn't actually do it, Lamais. It's all theoretical, right? She had a heter theoretically. So as long as she had a heter theoretically, let her just do that. You have to learn the Gemara Perish and the Xaviyat accordingly. So the Gemara answers, no problem. Hasu Mishum Kavarishu. Hasu Mishum Kavarishu. What's the teretz of the Gemara? Because it's not Snias Lamaisa, that's why you're allowed her to hem it up. It's not because she mourns any less than the man does. So the Mele, that's a side reason. So she has no heter to do all Safa. She has no heter to do all Safa. From the perspective of a Velis, it's considered as if she has no heter at all. So since she has no heter at all, she can't do all Safa. It's a very long the Shibshat, just a shock to the Tariya. So then the Gemara says like this. Let's get it. Then the Gemara says, what's the din in the following case? Frek the Gemara, Manda Rakol Shloshim Korea. Amai, the whole Shloshim Yom, you have to what? According to that Shita, you need a second death, you need a separate Kriya. Amai, we'll need to lach also. Since it's what? Must be because why? Since you don't have the ability to mend it up, an extension would not be considered to be a new entity, as we learned. Right? Ella, la'avi v'l'imo, l'onti lachos l'yolam, hachanami. Frak the Gemara, you never can mend up a father and mother. So if you never can mend up a father and mother, even after the Shloshim, right? Even after the Shloshim, you should never be able to do a Safa. But we stated unequivocally that what? After the Shloshim, you're allowed to do a Safa. And some of that applies even to a father and a mother. No. Some of that applies even to a father and a mother. So what should be the difference? It's a great kasha. So Gemara answers, no. Hasa mishum kvod aviv imahu nachamol. You can't do it because why? You can't do it because of kibud avein. It's not because of what? The avelus is extended. So therefore, there's no deterrent to what doing osafa if it's reported afterwards. Okay? It's considered, though, you have permission to really mend it up. And therefore, lamaisa, you have a heter, and therefore when you enlarge it, lamaisa, and therefore enlarging it is tantamount to making a new kriya, halach lamaisa, because you have the heter. Again, plug it in according to Rashi, Lamaisa, and according to the Xavyat. See, here, at the end of the day, everyone's going to have to hold it theoretically. You can't be Misacha. So I'm saying the Xavyat really fits in very well. But the bottom line is that Lamaisa, it's a side problem, and therefore, Osafa would be good. Adkan the Gemara. What does this Gemara clearly say? You guys tell me. This Gemara clearly is going like who? Like the Tanakhama. No. This Gemara clearly, Lamaisa, is going like the Tana that said that you're permitted to add on to the tear that you made over your father and mother. It's going like the Tanakhama guys against Rebutu and Misera, the first part of Shir. Yes? Is that clear? There's no doubt about that. Rashi in the manuscript says this. Rashi in the Xavya, that's the third one I wanted to mention. The whole sugya Lamaisa is going low kilchasa. Low sri like kilchasa. Because the words assume you can add on to the father and mother. That's not a corner of Yubim and Messiah. We pass on Yubim and Messiah. You cannot extend Lamaisa. So this old Gemara, lock, stock, and barrel is like what? Is against what? Is against the halacha. Because the Gemara is assuming the whole premise is you can add on by father and mother. That's only according to who? The Tanakhama, not according to Yubim and Messiah. That's not according to Yubim and Messiah. Oh, so Mimela, this leads us to what? The Psak Halacha. Let's get it. The Beis Yosef writes here, let's get it, that if you have a Karav that dies, another Karav Tok Shiva, so the Rif, the Ramam, and the Rush all say, the Tok Shiva, you need a separate Kriya, Lachar Shiva Kolshu. Let's get it. Lachar Shiva Kolshu. al pi din. However, there's a stunning Yerushalmi that the Beis Yosef quotes here. Beis Yosef quotes here, the Mordechai, the Smag, all like this, al pi Yerushalmi. I saw it from the Beis Yosef. Stunning Yerushalmi, that you don't do anything. You don't tear kri at all. For if it's Tok Shiva, and there's a second Misi, you don't tear kri at all. Lacher Shiva, you're most of a Kerisho Kolshu. Amazing. So I want you to get that. What does the Beis Yosef write in his Akhtama? He always goes like the three trees, right? The Ramam Riff and the Rush, and that's exactly here. The Ramam Riff and the Rush. He says, Kora Meis, Meis Bo Meis Acher, Tok Shiva, Kora Ker Acher. You do three, that's false, difference, correct. Or if you want to be most of that, you need a distinct Tefach. Again, says the Shach and Sifkan Lamad Aleph. Lacher Shiva, you do a Kolshu. Lacher Shiva, you do a Kolshu. So we all like the Shita. Gemara never identified who held what, but in the Machlekes of Rav Maaser and Arukva, we go with the Shita that says Kol Shiva is Korea, Acher Shiva is Maisiv. We don't go like the Shita of Kol Shmo Shu. Oh, but then the Machaber extends it. Lefi the Ram, we'll get to your Rafi. Machaber passes the base of the Ram. What happens? There's a third death. Rachman Ol Islam. Meislo Meishlishi Acher Shiva Shalsheni. So in other words, the din is you had a Meishlishi after you completed the second Shiva for the second fellow, most of love calls Shihu. But that leads us to the Dark Emotion, Sifkot Yadav. Let's get it. Dark Emotion, I hope you saw it, has two Mahalchim in the Rambam. Beautiful, two Mahalchim in the Rambam. One Mahalch is that you're not allowed to be most of Kol Shihu Akera Rishon. You're not allowed to be Koreh, because what's the case? Let's get it. You're Koreh Al Meishen Kerechadosh. Let's say mace. You had two mace, and the second was Tok Shiva. So you need a separate kriya on the mace sheni. Then mace shlishi the Tok Shiva the mace sheni. Are you allowed to be mosif onto that kriya that you did for the mace sheni, which was distinct? So one shot in the Rambam, the Dark Emotion says you're not allowed to add on. You need a new kriya because you're still with Tok Shiva of the mace sheni. So it has to be Nikar you're doing the cover of Meish Lishi. Okay? That's very mistaber. Now, if you go through that Shach, there is a stage in that Shach he seems to be echoing Yushalmi, that maybe you don't have to do anything. But that's clear from the Shach in the end that he backs out of that. However, according to the second Mahalach in the Dark Emotion, get this down, he says, all you got to do is add on. All you got to do is add on. And what is the Svara here? Pashup Shach, I would have said like the first Mahalach. That if it's within the window of Shiva, don't you need a distinct one? What's the svar of a second Mahalach? That you could just be most of a Kolshu when you were Toch what? When you were Toch the Shiva of the second guy. Very sure, no? What's the svar of the second Mahalach? Why should that be? That it's enough to be Moisiv Al Kera Rishon. So maybe you could suggest the svar is very difficult though, that the second kriya that was done for the Beis Sheni was Tok Shiva of the what? Of the first one. That's why you needed a distinct. And maybe one can say is that Lamaisa adding on to it will not take away from it being, it was distinct. It's like you're already saying it was distinct enough. So I don't need Lamaisa, I don't need, you follow me? I don't need for the Meish Shlishi to have a separate kera. It's not like an impingement of his covenant. Even doing a kolshu would be enough. Because it already was distinct. That's what I'm saying. The bottom line is that halach lamaisa, we should do a new kriya, the Shach says, like the first Havana of the Dark Emosha. And he tries to actually put the, the Shach says you have to do a kera chadosh. And he tries to say that this is how the Dark Emosha paskins halach lamaisa. But okay, whatever it is, the two Mahalchim in the Dark Emosha, we follow the first. And Al Pisfar, I thought it's Mestaber like the first. But as we said it, we did say as far for the second Mahalch, I want you to get it. And that is, again, that it was distinct already in the Kriya. Maybe he had a little bit on to it for the Meish Shlishi, won't take away from it. Okay. It's a bit of a Chiddush, but you have to say some Svar. Now, I saw in the Sifra B'Tzala, we'll get to your Rafa. Let me just finish this up. We'll finish up the Sif, then we'll get to your question. The Zirchum Mitzal says, is there any heter for avoiding Lomaisum Is there any heter for avoiding lemaisa ripping again on a new shirt? Because, I mean, basically, you've done three kriyas. And it could be the Zichu Metzal saying this in general, lemaisa. Can you put on a torn beged that you tore already in order to do a kriya chadasha? Any situation where you need a kriya chadasha, if you're in shiva for the first mace, and then during shiva you have another mace, and you need this distinct kriya, can you swap clothes and put on the original, put on a torn cloth, lemaisa? Can you do that to turn on a beged karua in order to do that? So he says you are able to. You are able to switch a beged with fnei kriyaso in order to do that, halacha lemaisa. So it seems like to avoid any of these second kriyas, let's say outside of shiva, where it would be a kol shehu lemaisa, can you just put on a beged karua and add on to that? So he says you would be allowed to. That's what he wants to tie in.
That's for
shark ropem. What'd you say?
It's only for shark ropem, right? Because you, for a regular, for you'd have to rip that shirt. Like, why'd you wear?
Well, you're going to have to do actually a gala libo. I don't know. He doesn't seem to say.
You know what I'm saying? In the case where, meaning, why would you wear a shirt that's not ripped?
I mean, why would be that? Why would that? So let's say it was after shiva. What I'm saying, any time that you need to do any of these things, Zach, I'm just saying that maybe lemaisa. Okay, let's keep it within tok shiva. We're doing a tefach, right? Anytime you need to do a second kriya, can you put on a beged karua already? So you're asking, how can you switch, you mean?
I mean, why are you wearing a shirt that's not karua right now?
No. You're wearing a beged already. You're wearing a beged already, right? You're wearing a beged already. You're wearing a beged already that was ripped, right? So you want to wear a beged karua to do a tefach nosaf to that, as opposed to doing lemaisa. You're saying, why would you ever want to do that, you mean?
No, why would you be wearing a shirt that's not ripped or anything? I mean, why would you switch shirts to a ripped shirt? Isn't he already wearing a ripped shirt?
Right, so I'm saying the scenario is somehow you want to tear lemaisa on a shirt that's already been ripped. That's what I'm saying. Are you able to do that, lemaisa? In this situation, lemaisa, are you able to do that? Are you able to wear lechachila beged that's karua in order to do another kriya? I don't know. Let's say you don't want to tear this shirt anymore. Let's say you have a shirt, you tore a kriya the first time, whatever it is, a parent or any krov, you're in tol shiva, and then another someone else dies, another relative. You have to do a new kriya. I don't want to. Let's say the guy doesn't want to do a new kriya on this shirt. He wants to do two kriyas that maybe he feels is going to destroy the shirt. So can you switch to another shirt that already had was karua? And the reason why you're saying it has to be karua because you can't switch to a shirt that's not karua, right? Or you're going to have to tear kriya again, yes? So can you do that? So he says you can. You are able to do that, alacha lemaisa. Okay. Yes, Raf, you had a kasha before. Go ahead.
Yes, we had a problem with the last Gemara at the bottom of the Amud about Shiva versus Shloshim when you need to do that stuff. Did Rebbe say that when we said that one only needs to do a Hosafa after Shloshim, which is Mashma,
When you think about it, you'll ask, okay? All right, when you think about it, let's ask. Okay, let's get to the Gemara here let's finish up the Gemara here and then end this Sif, and then we got to get Viter. Ad Heichen Korea. Okay, what does Ad Heichen Korea mean? Until when can you tear the Kriya and the Yitze? How far down can you expand the Kriya when other krovim die, additional krovim die? Okay? So, ad tiburo, until his navel, yeshom ad libo. Vafa bishen raya ledover, zech ledover, shem rekiru levavchem al big deshem. It says, rend your hearts and not your garments. It's Pesukin Yoel. Right? The literal kavana of the Navi is to call for inner repentance instead of outer signs of it. However, his words allude, the garment usually is rent until the heart. Right? That's actually gala libo. So the Gemara says, Beferish, it says like this. It says, Igilichab to Buro. You got to the navel, and then another elder dies. What do you do? Markik Sholot, it's supposed to be correct. You move off, and you do two, three finger mess, and you do what? Your first ren, and then you do on the top of Maisa. Markik Sholot, it's supposed to be correct, and you start from the top. Nismal Nilfona, Machzir Lachorib, it's filled up on the front, turn on the back, Nismal Nilmala, Hofulamat inverted, and you have on the top, Akrem Lomatum, and Stadim, Lo Yatzel, Shekon, Gono, Porin Lomatum. Oh. So, Lomaisa, again, let's get this, guys. The price is following who? Who's the price of following? Tanakama. Right? He's following the Tanakama. The Allah here is following the Tanakama. Right? And the Ritva says that the previous price also holds like this. For the Tanakama is the one who said that what? That if you tear over the death of a parent, you can extend it. Right? And then we know it has to reach on Libo. Right? Now, if that's the maximum allowable tearing, the extension cannot possibly be valid, right? Because you already went Achik on Libo. So obviously, the Bryce is talking about that, you know, it's talking about renting, you know, adding on until it reaches the what? Reaches the T-board, the navel. Okay? So, interesting. It's very interesting. So, it says in the Shulchan Aruch, let's get it. Says in the Shulchan Aruch, in Mosif Olech Ad Tiburo, right? So in other words, we do all like we do in the Seira, right? Lagabi, the what we just did, the Mahalach, in Sif Chafav, the Rafi was asking, Sif Chafav. But the tail end of Sif Chafav, we paskin like this, in this notion. You know what I'm saying? Chay Mosif Olech Ad Tiburo. Higil at Tibor, Markik Shol, this was with Korea. Nismal Lefanov, Masil Achairev, Nismal Milmala, Ofkalamata, Nismal Mikanakan, Naski Mishin Locholik, Bekena Korea. Here we get to the Yushalmi. The Yushalmi says, Berakim Lochazayan, that if you have, it's all filled up, it's like you have no shirt, Kipokeach, and you don't have to tear Korea. So what I want to bring out is that, you're right, by Rabbi Meseir, we said, generally, we paskin like Rabbi Meseir, remember we said that, regarding, you know, the different four shittas we had. But this last notion of extending and extending, Lamaisa, we do hold off if you can extend it. Right? If you can extend it. You follow what I'm saying? In other words, on a parent, we don't extend to whichever degree. But where you can extend, this part we tackle what we do follow the, we do paskin like la halacha Lamaisa. Okay? And, Lamaisa, so this comes out a very interesting din that the Bavli doesn't have, that if it's totally torn up, Lamaisa, you can't do it. You can't do it. Now, Lamaisa, when you invert it, there's a fit, you invert it, you alter, so there's a fitted opening for the neck. Then you tear Kriya. And the rent portion on the bottom, Rashi and the Ksav Yad says you cannot fix because that's any misacha. Rashi follows the Pesach of Shimon Elazar, right? Right? Rashi follows who's of Shimon Elazar. You got to hold cup. Who's of Shimon Elazar? That's also Lachosu, we said, right? Even, remember we said, even after you invert it, it's also Lachosu, right? Even after it's inverted. So Rashi's carrying through that when it says that in the Brisa. And we said about the Kohen Gadol, maybe we'll talk about it another time, but obviously it's also from the decree. On the bottom, it's just covered. So that's what I want to bring out. So this part, Lamaisa, of the Brisa, we do paskin like in situations where what? In situations where, Lamaisa, you can extend and you are extending, Lamaisa. Okay, you are extending. Because the Tanakama certainly allows you to extend over the death, Lamaisa. If you had a parent, you can extend over the death of another parent. That wasn't according to Rebbe Meseira. Not allowed to do that, depending which shita. Okay, remember we had that in Rebbe Meseira? How do we paskin Lamaisa in Rebbe Meseira? Right? Remember we said, Meis Aviv, Vikara, Bachar Shiva, Meis Beno, Lahosif, right? But in the other case, you're not allowed to be Moisif. So, what I'm saying, Ad Tiburo will be in situations where what? We're able to be what? Able to be Moisif. What does the Brisa say? Getting back to what we said, and this is very important. We paskin a little bit like Rebbe, a little bit like Rebbe Meir. Chilas Kriya is a Tefach. That's like who? That's like who? Rebbe Meir. Yes? Because Rebuta holds Kriya, Shalom, Shesbos. Tosefis is kosher like Rebuta. But we paskin like who? Like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, Tchila is a tefil, but Tosef is a little bit of both. Taisa says, Yachid Rab, Taisa says he's Machriya, Taisa says Maskatanya. Whenever there's a machlech between Rebuta and Remeir, and Rabbi Yossi, we hold like halacha like Rabbi Yossi. So please get that, Kneich Lamaisa, about how we have this din. Okay, fine. Let's get to now, that finishes up Chafes, Chaf Gimel, and then Chaf Aleph. So let's get to the Gemara, Lamaisa, Meseches Nedarim. Okay, the Gemara says in the Nedarim the following. The Gemara says that the husband has the right to be made for the Nedarim of his wife, but he has to know that Lamaisa, what she said. He has to know it's the right wife. He can annul her voice, or annul her vows. If he doesn't know what it is, if he doesn't have the right information, it's not good. Frek the Gemara, well, is that true? The Gemara says, here Beferish. The Gemara says Beferish and Bezayin here in Nedarim. It says Beferish that he has to have the information and he has to have the right information. Lemer med Yaniel saw Dafka. Frek the Gemara, is that true? Ba'agabi Karoyim by Kriya, which is interesting. How far is the Raisa Kriya corn? Everyone is the Rabbanon except for the Raivid. When David Amelech tore Kriya, that Shaul and Yonason died, right? They tore Kriya, David and his men. It says, "Dixiv al Shaul val Yonason mino." The Tanya Amru lo meisavi v'kara. Someone tells someone that his father died in tore Kriya. V'achan nimsu mino yatzade Kriya. So you see, by Kriya, you don't have to know. Wrong information is good. Answer the Gemara lo Amru lo kashia habestam habemafarish. There's two things written in the Gemara. You got to get it down. First teretz is stam. No, you were told someone that died. They didn't tell you who. The Ron says beferish. Didn't the Brises say Amr lo meis aviv? No, that's lav dafki. You have to say. That's what you have to say is lav dafki. Those words is someone in the family died. You can't treat those seriously. When they told him that his father died, it has to be interpreted as someone in the family died, not literally the father. Okay, he assumed it was the father. So when you assume it's someone and you're not told, and it turns out to be someone else, it's still good. But Mefarish, and this is talking about revoking the Darim, where it explicitly was told him, Lamais, who made the netter? And someone else made the netter. Vatanya, here's Benichus as a price, so to prove it. It's not Akasha. Amul Mes Aviv, the Kara, Vachach Nimsi Beno, Lo Yatzadei Kriya. Amul Mes Mil Mes, Ukasavra Aviv, who we thought on us, the Kara, Vachach Nimsi Beno, Yatzadei Kriya. When you're told Stam, it's good. Everyone got that? Oh, that's the first answer in the Gemara. Comes along Rav Ashi, says completely different teretz. Kan betok dibor, kan lachar tekele dibor. Had that comes to yotzei kriya. When you yotzei kriya, shenim subino tokele dibor. It was discovered that he went into our kriya for the father lemaisa. It turned out that it was the son, and he found out within tokele dibor when he tore kriya for the father. Ha, that was why. Lo yatzadei kriya lachar kedei dibor lo. When you say lo yatzadei lachar kedei dibor, he found out there was a son after he took kriya for the father. And the Gemara brings a brisa. Vatanya mishiyesh lachol sochbeso and he's aleph k'dumish ames. Someone fainted, thought he died. V'kara v'akach mes, but he didn't die at that point. He died a few seconds later. Lo yatzadei kriya. Amr mishu ben Levi mishu bar kapara lo shemes achar kedei dibor. Tokele dibor yatzah. It's good. So we got that. There are two terutzim in the Gemara. Stam or Mefurish or Tokere Dibur outside Tokere Dibur. Two different terutzim. Is the second terutz arguing on the first? That's a Machlech in the Rishonim. Please get it. It's a Machlech in the Rishonim. And Echap's a big naftimi. Because the Lechaber writes in Sifchof Dalet, he says, you were told your father died, God forbid, he tore Kriya and turned out to be your son. Rahman al-Islam. Your Yotze. Who shalom lo tokede dibor. That's only within tokede dibor. They told you within tokede dibor of the Kriya. Himono racha dibor lo yotze. Okay. That's beferish like who? Like Ravashi. Yes? Yeah? In other words, they told the father, it turned out it was wrong, and then he was fixed. Within Tokede Dibor. But what happens if they tell you a relative died and you thought it was the father, and you tore a kriya, and it turned out it was the son. So here's the two days in Rishonim, let's get it. The Rif, the Rosh, and the Ron say you're Yotze, even after Tokadei Dibor. Why, Zach? Because the second Teretz is arguing on the first. And we hold like the first. Stam is fine. Even if we find out after Tokadei Dibor, I don't care. Rav Ashi held like the first Teretz. Rav Ashi said that he wasn't cholik on the first Teretz. We accept the what? We accept the first Teretz, the Rif, the Rosh, and the Ron, and therefore we accept it. So in a situation where it was Stam, even outside Tokadei Dibor, it's good. And the Rambam and the Ravan argue, and they say no. Rav Ashi upgefragged the first Teretz. All we care about is Tokadei Dibor and Kadei Dibor. That's all we care about. We don't care about Stam. And you're not Yotze unless it was clarified Tokadei Dibor. So how do we paskin? We paskin like the first Mahalach, like the Ron in the Dharma, the Rif in the Rush, that Rav Ashi was not cholik on the first Teretz. And therefore, Lamaisa, your Yotze, even if you found out after the Dibor because it was Stam, you were told someone died, you might have thought it was the father, you weren't told. And therefore, you tore kriya, think it was the father, turns out it's the son, your Yotze, Halacha Lamaisa. Very interesting. So we assume Halacha Lamaisa, how you read the Gemara, has a big bearing Halacha Lamaisa. And the Rav HaShulchan writes in Sif Lamed Aleph, the reason why we're Mechalek Lamaisa is because when they say that the father died specifically, it turns out the son, you're not going to be Yotze. You're not going to be Yotze because the Gnai, it's a Gnai to the mace, it's Mefurish, you weren't called the Shmo. But the Stam, it should be good. Stam, it should be good. You didn't do anything that was wrong with Stam. But when they told you and you tore the Kriya, that's not right. Halacha Lamaisa. It's outside Tokadei Dibor. Okay, if it's outside Tokadei Dibor. But in a case where it was Stam, there wasn't a Pegi in the mace. So therefore, Lamaisa, it's not a Pegi in the mace, you didn't tear Kriya specifically for him. If it was Stam, it wasn't, even though what you thought, but it was Stam. So even outside Tokadei Dibor, it's going to be good. Halacha Lamaisa. Okay, we got that? The Bach, though, says, I want you to get it down, the Bach argues and says, if it's outside Tokadei Dibor, you are not Yotze. Because he says, the Gemara when it says Stam, is Dafkin the case where you were not Korei on any person specifically. Okay? So I want you to get that caveat of the Bach down. He claims the whole Gemara is talking about where it's pure Stam. You didn't have any thoughts who it was. That's what Stam means. You had no thoughts at all who it was. If you had a thought at all it was, that's not Stam. And therefore, that'll be a problem if it's outside Tokadei Dibor. That's what the Bach writes. He says you wouldn't be Yotze. Interesting. But the Beis Yosef writes, please get it, the Beis Yosef says that the Gemara and the Poskim forgot, not forgot, but they didn't quote a Brisa in the Sechus Machus. What's the Brisa? Perikas Alachatet Zayin. Listen to this. Amr lo meis avi v'kara. And it was his mother. Uenu el imo, yatsa. Meis imo v'kara. Uenu el aviv. It was the father, yatsa. Meis aviv. Meis imo v'kara. Uenu el echemina krovin, yatsa. Meis echemina krovin v'kara. Uenu el aviv imo. That's an impingement on the covenant, lo yatsa. That price is not la'alacha. That price is not la'alacha. Okay, that price is not la'alacha, where it creates this situation. We took kriya for the krovim, and it turned out to be aviv imo. The din is l'maisa, not yatsa. We don't paskin like that, halacha l'maisa. So the bottom line I want you to get from here, please get it, is that if you're told it was one, and you tore kriya, and it turns out it was the father, it turned out to be the son, the din is that your yatsa was Tokadei Dibor. If they told you it was the son within Tokadei Dibor of the kriya. If they didn't tell you anything, you just thought it was meis aviv, and it turned out to be Beno, so we paskin Halacha L'maisa, that it's good even outside Tokadei Dibor, because it was one Stam. Ah, you thought that way? Who cares what you thought? It's still good. We assume that Rav Ashi doesn't argue on the first Teretz of the Gemara. And the Bach says no. The Gemara's talking about pure where you thought, you didn't have no idea who it was. If you thought it was for someone, it would be a problem, Halacha L'maisa. Okay. And the last Nakuda on this, the Darkei Moshe, in Sif Katan Yud Gimel says, Apin the Muki Yosef. What happens? Meis l'cha meis, Stam, you don't know who it is. You tear kriya, and it turns out who the meis is. Are you Yotze? Okay? Are you Yotze? Halacha l'maisa. Meis l'chameis, stam. You don't know who it is. Right? You don't know who it is. They didn't tell you anything. L'maisa. Okay? The case before we had is that a person was told that his relative died. And then the chashav, he thought that meis aviv. Okay? So, l'maisa, this situation is, it turns out that it says meis l'chameis. You don't know who it is. They didn't say it was a relative or a relative that you have to tear kriya over. And then you tore kriya and you found out who the meis was. He says you're yotze. Based on what principle? Breira. What's the principle of breira? There's a topic in Shas called yesh breira ein breira. You have a big barrel of wine. And you want to be mafresh, trumas, and maisers. So can I drink and drink and drink to the very bottom and let the bottom be the trumas and maisers? And the stuff I drink is chulin. Do you say it's huver double mafreya that stuff was truma on the bottom? So it's a big machlokes in Marley Field, yesh breira ein breira. So we paskin the mercies and the beya, then a topic that's deraisa we paskin ein breira, and a topic that's the rabbanon we paskin yesh breira. So the shach says yesh breira. So the rabbanon. Yatsum cousin Dark Moshe Shemukis Berik Elu Berik Elu Megalchim Moshe. Nimi Amar Lo Meis Chom Meis Stam Meino Dina Ezu the Karas Stam Akak Nodo Lamiu Yatsu they create Yesh Breira because we all Breira and Yesh Breira works and the Dirobana Halacha Lamaisa. So you require L'shem Mishu and then it was Noda who it was. So Lamaisa you didn't know who it was before. So why is that different than the case before Lamaisa? Because you thought it was what your father, and it turned out to be Mace Beno. Here you have no idea who it was. It's a blank. You follow me? That's why we evoked the principle Yesh Breira. It's a total blank. Okay. And then, let's get the Sif Chafei. And that is the case where someone fainted, and he thought he was dead, he tore Kriya, and then he dies 3 seconds later. Between Shalom Aleichem and Rebbe Amori, or Shalom Aleichem Rebbe. So Bachleis, we say Rebbe Mori or Shalom Aleichem Rebbe. 3 seconds, the amount of time it takes. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, Hayel Lochol v'Nisalev, he would faint at the Karalov, Bachach Meis, Imeis Tok, K'dei Dibur Shal Kriya, Eino Tzarech Kriya Keres. In Lav, if it's outside Tzarech Kriya Keres. That's the Din Alach Lomais. Okay. We'll start with, we have to do Chav Vav and Chav Zayin Lomais. And I really want to, we got to finish up the simon, but we'll see. Maybe we'll do it through Shmuel Rechoka. I want to just close with one nekuda before we get to the Chumash. And the Gemara says, Pokei Nidibur Kedibur, with four exceptions. Gittin, Kedushin, Megadev, and Avodah Zara. It's a whole question whether Pokei Nidibur is deraisa of the Rabbanon, the whole institution. It's a question whether it's deraisa of the Rabbanon, it's Machlokes. There have been a time, it seems to see it's a Takanas of Chumash. And when I'm buying something in the store, I want to be able to say hi to my Rebbe and then be able to pull back from buying the purchase. So they gave you that ability. When you give the money, you can say, I still want out because I was saying hi to my Rebbe. I want to change my mind. So, what's the din regarding this concept? So either it's the Raisa Rabbanis Machlekes. I want you to get that down. Rashbam says, Rebbe Natam, that's a Takana. And the Ran seems to say it's the Raisa. But there are two ways to approach how it works. One way is that it's a schus chazara. You have the ability to retract. But in these categories, you are not given the ability to retract because they're too serious. Getting kedushin of Azar Megadev? You think about these things. You don't Makadosh Rebbe say, I was just joking. You don't have to talk to anymore. The schus chazara was not given to these four things. Or do you say no? Do you say that it's an extension of your statement? Do you say it's an extension of your statement? That's what Tokhari Dibor is. And then Midrabanan, they said in these areas we didn't extend it. In these areas we didn't extend it. You could say both Dirais and Midrabanan, the two approaches, but I want you to get to some place where there's Dirais and Midrabanan, and these are the two approaches of Mamdas, how you view it. Our Gemara is no doubt that the second track must exist, that it's an extension. The whole Gemara doesn't fit with the Schus Chazar. You're not making a statement and retracting it. You're taking an action of Kriya and attaching it to a Ptira of someone dying. So that's what I want you to bring out from this Gemara. Okay? Very, very important. Very, very important that you see clearly from this Gemara that it's an extension. Definitely extension. Second track of whether Schus Chazar, some Rishonim have, some might not. But this track is clear from Shas. You can't deny that. It has nothing to do with the Schus Chazar in this Gemara. This is taking a Maisa Kriya and extending it to a Ptiri. That's what you see clearly from this Gemara. Okay? And also want to point out a raya for that. The Rav Av Beis Din has a raya in Bava Basra. Are you allowed to interrupt Kriya Shema and say hi to the president? Yes, you are. You know why? That's similar to Tokhnei Dibor. Because when you said hi to the president, that's not an interruption of your Kriya Shema. It's like an extension of Shema. That's a very good raya also to this notion. It's a very good raya to this notion that it's an extension, Lamaisa. It's an extension of your statement. Okay? This is found in the Ramban of Basra, Kuf Chof Testament, Dramaskal. He quotes this Rav Av Beis Din that has a stunning Kiddush. Okay? He says, Shem Rav Av Beis Din, Shamati, came into Amar Ravana, Akori Shema, Shom, Neira, Tiknu Shalai, Hefsik, Vashum Dovin. What does that have to do with the present team in China? He's talking about Tokhle Dibor. Because it's viewed as an extension. When you say hi to the president of Shema, that's not a hefsek, it's an extension. It's nothing to do with Schus Chazara. So if someone asks you, bring me two rayas to the approach in Tokhle Dibor as being an extension of the statement, number one is the shot in the Gemara in the Dharam, and number two is this Rav Av Beis Din that the Ramban quotes in Bava Basra. Okay, let's close with something in Chumash. So we'll start with...